God is love. Oh, that's beautiful. Now, do you suppose responding to His love will bless us? Without a doubt, friends. So let's talk about responding to God today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words. Greetings to all of you once again, and thank you for being with us here for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We'd like to inform you of our website, internationalgospelhour.com. Please feel free to peruse it and look over the things that are there. Also, we want to remind you that we have a YouTube channel. You can hear the International Gospel Hour right here. Well, if you'd like to see the International Gospel Hour, please go to YouTube and type in International Gospel Hour. Click on the little bell and you'll be notified when our programs come up each week. And we hope that you'll enjoy our studies there as well. From 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, the Bible says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Now, friends, when we think about this word manifest that is stated in verse 9, it's a word that means to show forth as an example or to declare. When I was in secular work for a national food company, we would have customers not only sign the invoice, but sign a manifest or a list of deliveries that day. And we knew that if you signed the manifest, that was proven, this was declared, yes, this was delivered. And so when Jesus was manifested toward us through the love of God, here is His example. Here is the love of God declared. How about the word propitiation in verse 10? And when we look at that word, that means to make amends or repair, a means whereby sin is covered and remitted. Well, when we look at that, we're reminded of Romans 3, verse 25, speaking of Christ, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. And in 1 John 2 and verse 2, He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Friends, you see from these two words, manifest and propitiation, how great love was indeed brought forth, declaring to us, making amends because of sin, and we have to be thankful for what God has done for man. Now, friends, what happens when man responds to God? What is embraced in responding to God? Let's think about this today, but before we get into our study, we have something free we'd like to send your way, and here is our Jay Webb with the details.
Our popular free booklet, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right, is available once again. There is just too much confusion in the religious world, and this brief, concise study reminds us that the Bible is always right. Call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name and address and just say, Bible Tract. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Bible Tract in the message box. You'll receive it very soon from your friends at International Gospel Hour.
Dear friends, when man responds to God, well, let man respond to God in fear. Now, this is not a contradiction of 1 John 4, verses 18 and 19 that says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." What we are speaking of is fearing God with a reverence and a respect, as stated in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. From Romans 11 and verse 22, "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God, on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise you also shall be cut off." So let man respond to God in fear, of reverence and respect, of God's love in what he has brought forth. Second, let man respond to God in obedience. As man has that respect and reverence of God and realizes what he has done for him, what God has done for man, then let man respond to God in obedience. I know there are those that say, "Here's God's grace and there's nothing else you need to do." But dear friends, the Bible just does not affirm that. Let's speak of God's grace from this standpoint. How about in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12? "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." God's grace instructs us to leave sin and to obey God. In Hebrews 5:9, "Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." Even Peter affirmed in Acts 5 and verse 29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." When we read the command of believing in Christ, believing in God from John 8:24, then we believe. But when we believe in Christ, we're going to believe in the teachings of Christ, will we not? When he teaches us the beauty of repentance in Luke 13:3, when he teaches us the beauty of confessing him in Matthew 10:32, when he teaches us, based upon our faith, that we are baptized into him in Matthew 16 and verse 16, or rather Mark 16 and verse 16, friends, these are all commands that Jesus taught, and if we believe him, we will embrace him. So let man respond to God in obedience. When man responds to God in fear, reverence, and respect, and obeys him, then man is going to grow. What about letting man respond to God in serving him? You know, I've heard Bible teachers say that they gain more out of the study and the teaching than they do by simply listening. And when we are serving or doing, that allows us to grow within our faith. In Romans 6, verses 16 and 17, Paul said to those who were obedient unto Christ, those who had believed and had repented and had confessed and were baptized, going back to Romans 6, 4 through 6, he says, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves or servants of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered." So when we're obedient to the gospel, we are then servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we respond to God in serving him. Folks, that's how our faith is expressed, by the works, by the actions that we do. We are not doing works to gain heaven. We're not doing works as a checklist. Our works express our faith and our walk in Christ by the action that we do. May I submit to you a fourth one, to let man respond to God in trust. You see, when man responds to God in reverence and respect, and then he learns of God and he is obedient to God and he's serving God, along the way there are challenges, and that's where the servant of God will respond to God in trust to help him walk through those challenges, those things that are ahead. In 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 9, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. The same God in whom we trust in obedience is the same God in whom we trust as we walk in obedience." In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 10, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." What a beautiful thought of man responding to God. How that God is love. His love towards us opened doors for us to respond and live for Him. When an individual responds to God in fear, reverence, respect, and turns toward God because of what God will provide, he's obedient unto God, serves God, trusts in God. And with the love of God, friends, may we respond in reverence and obedience, serving and trusting in Him. His love unto us, and our response to Him, we love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4, verse 19. Friends, we hope we've prompted you to think on some things. We always love to encourage study of the Bible in between our broadcasts, and now our Jay Webb will come, and he's going to tell you about one of our special online studies available just for you, and as always, it's free.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
And friends, as we think on these things, we are greatly encouraged with the love of God and how man should respond unto God. We hope that our broadcast today has been of help to you. We hope that the online study of the Bible will be of help. Let us send that free tract to you, Something is Wrong, but the Bible is Right. And all you have to do is 855-444-6988, name, address, and Bible tract. That's all you have to say. And thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
Oh.